flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Did your email auto update and now it like you could do all kind of funky stuff with it? Your company email?
I don't think so.
I got some sort of AI deal now in my email where AI will help you craft a more professional email.
Oh.
So I just, as an example, I typed into this to Nicholas Callis, as our trusty producer behind the glass, please do your work on time. That's what I wrote. And he does. I'm not saying he doesn't, but that's what I typed. And then I clicked the little button, and it says, Dear Nicholas Callis, please ensure that you complete your work assignments by the designated deadlines. Thank you, Adam.
Interesting.
This is unbelievable. I don't know if this is good or bad, though, man. I tend to think it's pretty bad.
To rely on that?
Yes. Like, spell check, no joke, has made me a dumber human being.
Yes.
I think having the internet at our fingertips all the time has also made me, in particular, a dumber human being. Like, back in the day, you'd debate sports. Like, when you'd have to get on the computer, and it would be dial-up, and it would make the sounds, and your mom would have to get off her long-distance call. Mm-hmm. You'd be with your friend. Well, I think so-and-so's a better player than so-and-so. And you would have no stats. You would just have to stand on principle, and you would fight tooth and nail, and you would debate. And you couldn't just go, well, so-and-so had 2,000 passing yards in the postseason in 1996. Like, you couldn't do that.
No.
We're dumb now. And this is too far. This is way too far.
Maybe it's just your email because mine doesn't do it.
You know how this thing goes. Like, sometimes people get the Apple update first.
Right.
It's coming for you, buddy.
Kyle, do you have it?
Yeah, and I was actually getting angry because I was trying to type yesterday and, like, a copy and paste a sentence and the help AI would just, like, get in the way. And every time I clicked, it was like, you know, it was like, oh, nope. Oh, what options do you want to use? How do you want to type? And I'm like, no, I just want to paste something. I just want to paste this.
That's how I discovered it this morning. I was trying to send you a link, and I couldn't do it because it was, like, getting in the way. I'm going to try this. Go bleep yourself to Nicholas Harry Callis, and let's see how it comes out professionally.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Dear recipient, I find your language offensive and unprofessional. I will no longer engage in further communication with you. Sincerely, Adam. And send.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.